felony is Floyd. Pompeo responds. I'm Mike Moss.
I couldn't take care of George that day. He was killed. But maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain.
Felonies Floyd buried his brother George yesterday, and today he's testifying on Capitol Hill. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says racism is rooted in the nation's original sin of slavery.
African Americans are more than twice as likely to be shot and killed by police each year. And black men between the ages of 15 and 34 are approximately 10 times more likely to be killed by police than other Americans. This outrage is a reality we must change.
New York is among many locations to change police rules because of George Floyd. More from correspondent Bryn Gingras.
They criminalize the use of chokeholds now, this being named after Eric Garner. Of course, he's the man who died in 2014 at the hands of a police officer who used a chokehold on him. So when I say criminalize, that means a police officer can be charged with a felony and face 15 years in prison if it injures or kills the person while that police officer uses a chokehold.
The State Department Inspector General, who was fired by President Trump, was carrying out five investigations into potential wrongdoing, three more than previously known. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo remains critical of Steve Linnick.
Steve Linnick was a bad actor in the Inspector General office here. He didn't take on the mission of the State Department to make us better.
Linnick told lawmakers his office was reviewing allegations that Pompeo and his wife may have used resources inappropriately. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the pandemic has triggered the worst global recession in nearly a century. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 299 points, the S&P down 22. I'm Mike Moss.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy!
When hunger hits, take 95 North out of Yuma to the Dirty South Barbecue House. Lunch, dinner, or even a snack at Dirty South Barbecue House. Their racks and butts will drive everyone nuts. It's where everybody cleans their plate.
Hey, y'all. This is Angela from Dirty South Barbecue House. I always got that slow-smoked pork and beef, and you can't go wrong with some good Southern-style barbecue. We always try to make y'all happy, and we want y'all to come back to enjoy some sunsets and some good old music. So I'm very happy to still be coming to y'all out here from the farm. Our phone number is 928-285-2239. We love hearing from y'all, so give us a call. Come on down. Let me put a little south in your mouth, honey.
For pure down-home deliciousness, there's just one place to go. Head north out of Yuma on 95 to the Dirty South Barbecue House, where our racks and butts will drive you nuts, and everybody cleans their plate. New summer hours open Wednesday through Sunday for lunch, dinner, and snacks.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 104 the high today, 71 the overnight low for tomorrow, sunny and 106 with a 10-mile-per-hour wind, 72 Thursday night, Friday 106 with sunshine, and 73 on Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have Carol Brown, who's the Program Development Manager at WACOG. She is also the chair of the Chamber's Ambassador Committee. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Russ.
And we've given Russ a microphone.
You're the chair? All right. I didn't know. That's awesome.
She leads an amazing group of volunteers. We've got over 30 ambassadors.
Yeah.
Just absolutely, they love this community. They love what they do. They care deeply about the success of our members, and they just want to spread the love. It's an amazing group. It is incredible.
Yes, it's a thrill and an honor to work with them. They're just the best of the best. Yeah. Of Yuma. We love each other dearly, and we love what we do.
All volunteers.
See, that's attitude is why she's the ambassador.
But we're here today to talk about WACOG and a variety of things. One of the things I wanted to ask Carol is, what is WACOG and why does it exist?
Okay, that's a heavy-hitting question. So I will tell you that WACOG has three areas that we serve in. And most people are familiar with Head Start. So the Head Start program in our region, which is Yuma, La Paz, Mojave County, takes care of the Head Start program. We also have a human services department, and they're going to be working with, I kind of say we start from toddlers all the way up to the most senior of seniors, because the human services department works a great deal with financial needs, literacy education, home purchasing, also low-income energy assistance programs, rental assistance programs, and then the Area Agency on Aging, which is where I'm specifically attached to, and the AAA, not CARS, but the AAA for Aging, was founded based on the Older Americans Act, and the federal government needed entities in each state to send the funding to for programs that each county determined would best serve their people. So the Area Agency on Aging was stood up as one of eight in our state to receive the federal funds through the state, sometimes matching monies also with the state, to provide these programs. And WACOG gets to determine which programs are going to best serve our communities.
So the Western Arizona Council of Governments, WACOG, so it's not taxpayer-funded locally. These are federal dollars.
Federal and state dollars that are allocated in the budget for services for older adults. And, of course, Head Start Human Services are separate programs. But, yes, that's how that works. We can receive donations, which most people don't know. We're structured a little differently. We're not a 501c3. We're a nonprofit governmental agency. So we do receive donations at times to help us with programs or through events by sponsorship. Those funds we can use to enhance the programs that we provide.
And you're on one of the governor's councils on aging?
I am, yes. I've been serving on his advisory council since 2018.
So what's the connection then? What drew you to that work? What drew you to this really underserved population? And this is a population that is really in need of as much assistance as possible. What drew you to that, Carol?
So I will say probably the beginning of the story is my mom.
Okay.
She was diagnosed with a terminal illness when I was 15 years old, which she fought and survived for about 35 years.
Wow.
Well, that caused me to learn how to be an advocate, how to fight in certain situations, how to speak up on her behalf when she couldn't. And fast forward later in life, I started working in hospice. And I was the person who would go meet with the family. I would share information and talk to them and talk them through the process. I saw so many seniors that were desperate for help. And hospice care is a specific type of care. There's much more needed than just that. And many times it was heartbreaking to folks that did not need hospice care, but they needed assistance in the community. So then I could start referring them to an agency like WACOG, who had the ability to provide those services that they needed in their homes so they could stay living independently until they needed further help. So that really spurred it on. I started seeing all the gaps, the needs for our seniors, the lack of representation. A lot of things weren't here in Yuma that I saw were in other places, and I wanted to represent Yuma and get the word out at the state level that our rural communities need a lot of help. And I think that's really what started the whole process.
Okay. Having any fun?
I love what I get to do. I'm the girl that will stand on a tabletop, I admit it. Sometimes my bosses are like, calm that down a little bit, Carol. But I believe passionately in what we do and how we represent our older Americans.
Is there anything special for the aging right now with the COVID? And they're the most vulnerable and the most dangerous for this.
Well, there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of shifting. I mean, we have been running since this hit to figure out how to move forward in certain areas of the services that we provide. First and foremost, it was home-delivered meals. That was huge. And so we were able to step that up in a very large way so that now folks that are receiving home-delivered meals are receiving meals for the whole week.
Oh.
Those that were going to the congregate meals, that typically what's known as senior centers, the program got switched to pick up and go, grab and go. They have lots of different terms depending on the community. Some cities literally started delivering those meals directly to the homes because they were a small enough community that they could do that. But we wanted to make sure, first and foremost, there was food available. As we heard, maybe they were lacking toilet paper. I know it sounds funny, but, wow. The Clorox wipes, whatever it might be, gloves, masks, we started working in that realm, finding resources to at least get it into those seniors' hands so that if they had to leave home, they felt like they could leave safely to go to a doctor's appointment, etc. A lot of what we do with health and wellness is in person. So we're now looking at shifting everything to a virtual format. Well, those classes will have to be restructured a bit. And we will look at how we eliminate handouts and how we instead go with just face-to-face time through a Zoom meeting, whatever the platform's going to be, so that we can continue with that, those top-tiered evidence-based classes that they need in order to stay active while they're at home.
Some of these seniors have isolation issues. And your job, partially, has been a visible somebody dropping by, a human being, and now you're going to pull that away for COVID problems. And I was just wondering how that works into the mix, because it's going to exponentially hurt the people who have an isolation issues.
Correct. And this is actually something that I've been focused on for years, seeing the issues, especially in a rural community. They're already separated, and if they don't go out often, this really can affect them profoundly with social isolation. So one of the things you're going to hear this term used a lot also is friendly phone calls. You can call them well check calls, other things, but it's touching base with them. It's checking in on them. Our case managers who would normally go into the home to visit with our clients, now there's phone calls that can take place. They can do a checkup over the phone to make sure that the services they're receiving is everything that they need right now. Has anything changed? But it's also that contact. It's hearing the voice. It's making sure they're doing all right. Also, it's an effort to get them connected to information that they need if they are staying home primarily, not going out at all. Our Facebook page has become a huge resource where we are posting daily information to try and help not just our seniors, all of our clients know what's going on in our communities, how to find resources.
Right.
So there's a lot we're doing with our Facebook now.
Because the demographic might be on Facebook, they won't understand Zoom, but your demographic is on Facebook and getting the information that way. I want to talk about other things that WACOG does, because there's a whole lot. You got pamphlets everywhere, all over the studio.
And this isn't everything.
There's pamphlets everywhere. We want to talk about those other services after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
How can you find a Medicare plan that's a perfect fit? Call me, Mike Arce, the Medicare Plan Man. I'm your local licensed insurance professional specializing in Medicare plans that takes the time to know and to make sure you understand your Medicare options. Call me today, Mike Arce, the Medicare Plan Man, 928-581-1342, to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation appointment. That's Mike Arce, the Medicare Plan Man, 928-581-1342. Call today.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband, and he lost weight, and his cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend lost 20 pounds her first 2 months.
Stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain. Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online, live with America's hypnotist, Mark Patrick, in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma, Arizona area will be held live Saturday, June 27th. Register now. Only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. We have Carol Brown, who is the Program Development Manager at WACOG, the Western Arizona Council of Governments. And Carol is also the chair of the Chamber's Ambassador Committee. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, John.
And Russ Clark has a microphone. Warning, warning, Will Robinson. Warning, warning. But before the break, we talked about the senior issues and some of the isolation issues and nutrition, that sort of stuff. How bad is elder abuse, and what can we as mere mortals do to help out?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Normally this month we would have been having our huge Aging Well Resource Fair in the community here in Yuma, and unfortunately we did have to cancel that. Last year we had over 500 people attend, so we were hoping for more around 600 to 700 people this year. That wasn't safe. So that always brings a big spotlight on the issue of elder abuse awareness. June 15th is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and this is part of what WACOG is tasked with, to bring awareness and to share information, education, and focus on prevention. They say statistically that 1 in 10 elders are abused in some form in their lifetime, and more recently, they've talked about it's more likely 1 in 6 of some type of elder abuse. And, I mean, that's heartbreaking.
Yes, it is.
And most of it is not reported. And you can probably imagine why, but some of the reasons are very basic. They're embarrassed. It's humiliating. It could be who is abusing them. Most abuse is conducted by a family member. They may be afraid to lose the connection with that family member, even if things have been happening. They don't want to lose that relationship. They're afraid they're going to get moved into skilled nursing, permanent placement somewhere else. They can't stay in their own home. They want to live their own life their way, and they don't want to be told what to do. There's just so many facets behind it why they don't want to report it or say that it's happened. It can happen anywhere. It happens in facilities, unfortunately, and it happens in the home.
So if I suspect something, are there the same safeguards as there are with child abuse and sexual abuse, where if I report something and it turns out to be false, I'm not held liable? Are the same statutes apply?
Yes, yeah. The Good Samaritan law applies, where if in your best belief you're concerned something was happening, you would report that to Adult Protective Services. You can file a report. and they will do the investigative work along with our local law enforcement to determine that. Sometimes the abuse is self-imposed because self-neglect is considered a form of elder abuse. So sometimes it's a matter of getting someone into the home to help them to find out what resources they need so that they get the help to stay in place, but what's happening currently is overwhelming to them.
Mm-hmm.
It could be financial needs. It could be physical issues. But yes, you're protected if you file a report.
And there's pride issues too. So I don't want to file a report. I'm very proud and strong, and they just don't want to go down that road.
And also, we're talking about adults.
Yes.
Not children. Children don't have the right to make the decision to say, I don't want to report this. I don't want to talk about it, because they are minors and they have to be by law protected. Adults have the right to make their own decision, even with regards to abuse. So we can offer help, but we do have to try and help them understand that they deserve to get help, that they don't have to be treated that way, and they don't have to live a life that involves abuse.
So do I call to keep my eyes open? Do I call WACOG? Who do I call first?
I'm glad you asked. Last year, I will tell you, out of our events, we raised enough money to produce new brochures in English and Spanish regarding elder abuse awareness and prevention. So WACOG now has brochures that talks about abuse, what it is, what's involved, why it's happening. But on the back panel, we have all the contact information of who you should reach out to. If it's life-threatening, you're going to call 911. It doesn't matter what it is. You're still going to start with local law enforcement. But we've provided the information for Adult Protective Services to either call in their 800 number or to do an online report. You can do either. We always recommend the person closest to the incident should be the reporter. In other words, if someone calls in and tells me and then I tell you and you're filing the report, it's not going to be as accurate as that person who called in. So we really do encourage folks, if you've seen something, you're concerned about something, file the report. Adult Protective Services will take it from there. And then also, WACOG has the Ombudsman Program. Now, that's for all of our licensed assisted living facilities and skilled nursing facilities in Arizona. So the Ombudsman Program runs through the Area Agencies on Aging also. So if there's something going on in a facility that you have a concern about, you can also reach out to our local ombudsman as well as Adult Protective Services. We work in tandem with them. So many times we're calling one another to discuss a concern, see about getting a report filed and having an investigation done.
And so with COVID-19, is the ombudsman, is that phone ringing off the hook because there's just some issues that people are creating in their minds and suddenly we're getting... The mind is a powerful thing.
Yeah. What we saw initially was all calls went down. Actually, the numbers went down on everything, and they started coming up again in terms of looking for assistance and then also asking for help in dangerous or concerned situations. So They are coming back up. Many of us, we can't go into the homes safely in order to protect our elders, so we're having to use other avenues to do the research or do the investigation.
So the Ombudsman Program, that phone number, 928-377-4961? I forgot my glasses.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have what are you looking at?
The Ombudsman Program.
Okay, that's actually for our Kingman office. So local here, it's 928-217-7114.
I'm glad I got you on. That one.
And you can go all the way up to the Attorney General's office for scamming abuse. That we also have the resources there to file a complaint with them because they're the ones that are going to do the follow-up for scamming. And again, you can call our local law enforcement to report a type of scam that you've been hit with, whether you got taken or not. They want to know because they compile the information to put reports out to the community.
Is that the biggest abuse? Is it the scams? I know when we think of abuse, it could be physical, it could be mental, it could be a lot of things, but we know the scammers exist and they're vulnerable.
Well, probably widespread in terms of the reach, scamming would be on the high end of the scale. But sadly, financial abuse is huge, and that can be directly one-on-one through some form of a caregiver in the home or a friend or a relation to a senior living in their home, and they're getting taken advantage of.
When you say financial abuse, you mean somebody that has access to their finances?
Well, they work their way in to get that access and start taking those funds. Unfortunately, abuse builds. So if they start out wanting to take advantage of a senior who has finances, they get access to it. They will keep taking money until there's no more money to take. That can in turn produce anger and physical abuse, and that happens.
Does it start off with, let me do you a favor, let me do your grocery shopping for you? So it starts off innocuous, and the trust is being built, and it goes from there.
It can, and sadly, many folks will decide they want to hire a caregiver that's cheaper than using a licensed, bonded, background checked company. And that individual can go into the home and start taking advantage. As I said, also, it commonly can be a family member. And yes, it does start and it builds from there.
And there are several chamber members who are in that line of work that do great work, and you refer them all the time. That's the great thing about this community, is that no one has got this ownership deal. Look, Synergy might be the way to go, or this, but there's a variety of businesses that do this professionally, licensed, bonded, insured, trustworthy, ethical, that you want. That's what you want. If it costs you another $8 or $9 a month, it's worth it.
Also, WACOG, one of our services, is home and community-based services. So you call in and you start talking to us, and maybe you think you're just wanting home-delivered meals. But as we discuss it with you, our central intake personnel says, well, how are you doing? Are you able to get in and out of the bathtub safely? Mm-hmm. Are you able to take care of your home? We do an interview to find out what else is going on. Well, they may need some help with laundry, with bathing. We make sure the meals are coming in. So that puts another set of eyes in there through our provider who goes into the home and provides those services. So that is, again, a licensed, bonded, insured provider who has the ability to go in and provide those services safely to the senior.
Fascinating. So as you get into your line of work and the area agency on aging and that sort of stuff, you're working on other fundraising ideas, Alzheimer's and things like that. So it's kind of woven in to all the things that you're doing. Walk me through that one.
When I started at WACOG, because I'd already been working with seniors and advocating on their behalf, we sat down and had a conversation about my view coming in of what I saw were the most critical areas for our seniors. And we determined three pillars that I would be focusing on in the midst of what else we do. And those three pillars are elder abuse awareness and prevention, falls, education and prevention, and Alzheimer's dementia resources and outreach. And so a lot of what I do revolves around those three areas. And you'll see a lot of information the WACOG puts out there because of that.
And Alzheimer's, there's a virtual walk coming up fairly soon?
That will be in October. This month is Alzheimer's Brain Health Awareness Month. It's also the longest day. We all know that. June 20th is the longest day, summer solstice. And there's a big focus on that. That's the longest day for folks living with Alzheimer's and their caregivers. So they do fundraising around that, but also to bring that awareness to what is going on. What's Alzheimer's? What are forms of dementia? How can we get the education, the resources, and the support into our community?
And the caregivers that go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the connectivity between what you do with taking care of seniors and the business world after the break, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh, yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
That's a great story, and a story like that is ready to happen for you. Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online live with America's hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma, Arizona area will be held live Saturday, June 27th. Register now, only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Hey everyone, News 11's Dominique Newland here with your latest headlines. President Trump is preparing to hit the road again for his re-election campaign. Trump's campaign manager says the president will relaunch in-person campaign rallies in the next 2 weeks, and Trump has not held a rally since March. That's when the coronavirus pandemic halted in-person campaigning. They are still working on the exact time and locations of the rallies. The president is set to hold his first in-person fundraiser at the end of this week. Meanwhile, deputies with the Imperial County Sheriff's Office say a body found in a canal last week in Winter Haven was not the result of foul play. Deputies actually say the man, who was in his 50s, was fishing with family when family members say he fell into the canal. ICSO, along with Border Patrol, used drones, divers, and a boat to look for the man last Thursday. It wasn't until Saturday when they discovered the body washed up close to the Buttercup Dunes. As always, for these stories and more, head over to KYMA.com.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KVLU in studio with lots and lots of flyers. We have Carol Brown, Program Development Manager at WACOG, the Western Arizona Council of Governments. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
And there are flyers everywhere. I have a few chamber announcements like we like to do at the bottom of the hour on Chamber Chatter. The first thing is I'm working with some people in the purchasing departments at the City of Yuma and the County of Yuma to work on a PPE Yuma Consortium portal. What we're trying to find out, and there's a survey that we just emailed out yesterday from the Chamber, we think that there is a problem going forward with materials that businesses might need. You might need washable masks. You might need boxes of gloves. You might need the 2-liter sanitizers, the Clorox sanitary wipes. I have not seen a Clorox sanitary wipe canister in any store for 3 months, but they're necessary to get us going forward, and no-touch thermometers. So we put a survey out there. Do you need this stuff? Do you need it? Because, again, businesses have to have this going forward. This is a new cost incurred by businesses, and so they're not buying it correctly. They can't buy in bulk, and they're getting shut out. So we're trying to find out how big is the need. If this thing, if COVID-19 continues and it slows down the summer and there's a rebound come the fall, do you have materials needed? Do you have what it's going to take to come back intelligently and stay back and not revert? So we're trying to find out from businesses, do you need help in purchasing these things? There's no markup. There's not a penny in it for the chamber. If the need is there, we'll create an e-commerce site on our website where you go on PayPal. I need 100 masks, I need 2 boxes of gloves, I need sanitizer. You order it, it's paid for, you pick it up the next day at the city's fleet maintenance facility. So we're trying to collaborate as best we can. What's the need? We think there's a need, but we put a survey out there. Please, please, please answer the survey. It's in your email. It's also being pushed out on other platforms. GYDC is pushing out the survey. Better Business Bureau is pushing out the survey. The Southwest Contractors Association is pushing out the survey, as is the Better Business Bureau. We want the data. If the need is there, we want to help out. You shouldn't get gouged. You shouldn't take second best, and you should get what you need as best we can. So, and if there's no need, great, we'll move on. We don't need more stuff to do, but if there's a need, we want to do what we can at the chamber to fulfill it.
You know, John, I will chime in on this. I think this is really an important opportunity that you are taking advantage of to help the community. Early on, and it's still happening, if you were not deemed an essential worker, you could not get supplies. At one point, WACOG was not deemed an essential business, an essential service, and so we had to educate so that they understood what services were provided. There are many businesses and organizations out there that if they're not deemed essential, they could be having a very difficult time purchasing anything. So this is a great idea, and I imagine if many of our businesses take the time to read the request to answer the survey, they're going to be saying, yes, we do need help.
It's a very simple survey. Please, if you don't have it, we'll email it to you. Just to find out the need, we don't want to be a solution in search of a problem. We want to make sure that our efforts are worthy enough of the marketplace and all businesses. You do not have to be a chamber member. And in the last several months, we have pivoted at the chamber to help all businesses and the entire community. We're not member-centric. We granted members, pay to keep the lights on and pay for salaries and the like. But for right now, we just have to do what's best for the entire Southwestern Arizona, whether or not you're a member or not. So the PPE Consortium Portal, it's a great idea. This is a byproduct of a weekly call we have with legislators from District 4 and 13 and county mayors and economic development people. And so the idea of the consortium came up on Friday. So Phil Rodriguez, Susan Thorpe, myself, purchasing agents from city and county said, what does this look like? How can we do this logistically with fewer touches, of staying safe and the like? And it's one of the things the chamber really needs to do for the entire community. And I'm glad they asked me to participate, so we're moving that forward. So, again, if you get the survey, please fill it out. The last survey we sent out, we had a 15% result with a couple hundred. We thought that was a good baseline for what the community needed. But this is real stuff because, again, you don't want it coming back. We want to make sure that the numbers and the trajectory stay down so we can get back to what we think is normal. What that is, I have no idea what normal is, but we'd like to get back to the American way of life. So please answer the survey. The other thing we got going on tomorrow morning, very important, our virtual Good Morning Yuma tomorrow morning, June the 11th at 7 a.m., sponsored by AEA Federal Credit Union. It is the Yuma County Candidate Forum. We have the questions compiled by the Yuma Sun editorial team and the Chamber's Legislative Affairs Committee. There's four posts in the county level that are up for grabs with competition. Supervisor in District 5, there's two people vying for that spot. Yuma County Sheriff, there's two people vying for that spot. Yuma County Assessor and Superior Court Judge in District 2, I believe. There's several of the folks running unopposed. They gave us videos to run. I'm glad we're doing it, et cetera, et cetera. So it should be fascinating and educational. We're looking forward to that tomorrow morning. And that's going to be on several Facebook feeds. It'll be on the Chamber's Facebook feed, the county, their Facebook feed, and the Yuma Sun's Facebook feed. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, Facebook. It should be interesting. I think there's some important races out there. My district, Lynn Pancrazzi and Paige Meisenheimer, that's going to be a fascinating race. And the sheriff, Mark Martinez and Sheriff Wilmot, those are pretty important, as they all are. But looking forward to that tomorrow morning, virtual Good Morning Yuma, sponsored by AEA Federal Credit Union. We're broadcasting this from AEA's conference room, and they have brought in the mics, the social distancing, we're separated, the lighting. AEA has really stepped up their game to help us on the technology side. Great. We want no glitches. We want to make sure that this comes off well because we have another candidate forum coming up on July 8th for District 4 and 13. So if this platform works out the way we want, they've offered their conference room. for that candidate forum the afternoon of July 8th. So great partner, AEA, so thanks for all the help there. Enough chamber stuff. Back to Waco. Why is this important to the business community? I mean, where is the connection? The Chamber of Commerce, WACOG, is a member of the chamber, and you're really entrenched in the chamber, Carol. Why should business care about this?
So let me start with a statistic that I think is really important for everyone to know. By 2030, the state of Arizona expects there will be more seniors 60 and above living in the state than minors 17 and below.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So most people, when I share that fact, they sit for a second and then their mouths drop open in shock. We are a huge retirement state. Yeah. And so our consumers are primarily seniors. Now, whether they come in for the winter or they stay year round, they ultimately are huge consumers in our state. And they're spending what they can. Some are doing very well, and they can spend a lot, and some are not. But they need their local businesses to support them even more by providing those services in an economical fashion. So our seniors are critical to business, especially right now, because we know everybody's getting back on their feet and they're starting to operate and function their businesses in a safe way. One, the seniors need to know they can go into that business safely. Two, they need to know that that business cares about them. The same as in a community that understands having the military present. The military wants to know that they're appreciated, they're supported. Well, so do our seniors. And many of our seniors are veterans. That's another story we'll save for another day.
Right.
they're a huge part of the economy of Arizona. So recognizing that and knowing that your demographic of your business could likely continue to age is important to know, and start looking for that avenue and the way to outreach to seniors who are going to come in and spend dollars in your business.
I'm probably lost on the numbers because I used to be in sales, so I used to make up numbers all the time.
Sure.
But something like 90% of America's wealth is held by people age 60 and older. It's a huge number, because the wealth is really contained by people 60 and older. So knowing that they've got that kind of buying power and that kind of wealth, it's a demographic that needs to be talked to.
Well, look in this room. Are we all baby boomers?
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't have any wealth.
That's besides the point.
One out of two is not bad.
Oh, we got pardoned.
but we are still consuming, because, you know, when I was raising my kids, we were consuming at a huge rate. But now we're consuming differently for grandkids and other things, nonprofits. So
exactly.
We're still spending, just spending it differently.
Yes. So please keep that in mind. If you're a business owner, if you're out there looking for avenues and ways to outreach your business, keep the senior population in mind, because we will sacrifice for ourselves to spend money on family. So it's not just what you would consider an older adult product. It's clothes for our grandchildren. It's helping with school payments. It's helping with medical needs. So,
and we travel a lot, too. You know, I want to pivot back. The three pillars again were, bring back the three pillars.
So it's elder abuse, okay, awareness and prevention, falls, prevention, and Alzheimer's dementia education resources, which I'm glad to say that WACOG has made those partnerships, and we have all of that available through our organization in terms of resources, outreach. We do a lot of community education, not right at this moment, but we have the ability to provide that, and also resources directly from the Alzheimer's Association we have on hand to share out. All of our literature. One of the things that I do is share that in the community. So if there's a medical office or there's an organization that wants information about this, all you have to do is reach out to me, and I'll be happy to safely deliver it to your facility so that you can put it out for your clientele.
Back to the falls prevention. Businesses also need to make sure that there's no rugs. I mean, take a look at your business. Take a look at your showroom. How senior friendly are you? How wide are your aisles? Because we're so busy in our day-to-day activity, stop, take a step back. You know, rugs are just not good for seniors.
So I won't say where, but I will say that earlier this year, a local facility made renovations to their parking lot. They put a curb in where there had not been a curb before.
Ouch.
Seniors travel to this location constantly. One day, and within 15 minutes, I watched two different people fall down, two seniors. One, I imagine...
I think I know where that is, yeah.
I think he was guessing 80s, 90s, sitting in the parking lot waiting for 911 to come.
I'm going to talk about those ideas more after the break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Your body's going to love this door.
Boost your immune system and fight viruses today the Herbs to Oils way. Herbs to Oils' holistic herbal approach to good health is literally a breath of fresh air. The right herbs combined with consistent hydration and good nutrition can make all the difference. For natural and holistic health in Yuma, there's only one Herbs to Oils, Fortuna Palms Plaza in the foothills. Check out their classes every Wednesday and get the whole story at Herbs, the number two, Oils, YumaAZ.com.
The claims made in this advertisement have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration or the Federal Trade Commission. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease and are not recommended for anyone under 21 years of age. Check with your physician before starting any dietary supplements.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Tune in each morning at 6 a.m. for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport, home to four car rental agencies that are open early and close late, giving you more bang for your buck. Yuma International Airport, we've got your travel covered.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. A lot of hijinks during the commercial breaks here in the studio. We have Carol Brown, Program Development Manager at WACOG, the Western Arizona Council of Governments. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
And Les Clark has a microphone this morning.
I'm really interested in the senior stuff. I mean, it's not because I'm getting closer.
Okay. Really?
It is.
But you cover Yuma, La Paz, and Mojave counties.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And this geography was carved how? They threw a dart. Someone missed a meeting.
That's a great question. Now, that one I can't answer.
That's interesting.
I don't know how the designation was made, but I will tell you that every area agency on aging, the demographics of what they serve runs anywhere from huge metropolis to some urban communities and down into very rural. Our region has the most rural county in America in terms of older adults living. La Paz County is named number one for older adults residing. And it's very, very rural.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of territory, a lot of miles.
You got Parker Quartzsite? Okay. Yeah. Do people live in Quartzsite?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
You're around.
Yeah, I drive that road.
It's just a smaller percentage.
But they're out in the outskirts, and they're living on their own, and they're living there because they want to live independently, and they don't want to be in an urban area.
Fascinating. One of the things we talked about in one of the earlier segment is the ombudsman. If you think that there's an issue at a facility, the local ombudsman phone number, 928-217-7114. And that's a great way to get some concerns out there without, banging the drum and going, just having a professional.
Right. Especially now. It's concerning.
Right.
The family can't visit their loved ones. Now, the ombudsman's there to represent the residents. and the patients in the facilities.
Right.
But if there's a situation, let's say it's Alzheimer's or dementia, where they cannot represent themselves any longer to make a phone call and ask for assistance with something, that power of attorney, that family member, can call the ombudsman to share with them a concern that their loved one has spoken or that they've been made aware of at a facility. The ombudsman there is there to try and help work with management to resolve the issue. They're not the police. They're there to just try and help the resident have a better living experience.
With the work that you do, Carol, what keeps you awake at night?
All the seniors that need help and aren't getting it. Lots of times they don't even know about WACOG. They're not familiar with us. They don't know to call to ask for help. But there's also that there's more seniors. There probably aren't enough dollars to actually provide all the services that are needed. So we're also going to have to get smart as communities and make sure that we're pulling together. It takes a village. It takes communities to also support our senior population to make sure they're getting the help that they need. Like right now, Russ, you mentioned social isolation. One of the things we've talked about and encouraged people is reach out to your neighbor. You can make a phone call. You can leave a note at their door. If they don't want to have any physical contact, that's fine. But you can ask, do you need help with groceries? Do you need any meals? We would love to help you out. Do you need a ride to the doctor's office? How are you doing? That's how, as a community, we can help our seniors stay safe living in their homes.
And John, this law to help seniors, I mean, it's a requirement. And it was passed in the 60s, wasn't it?
The Older Americans Act?
Yeah.
1965.
1965. Yeah. So what they're doing to help seniors become independent and be able to do that, I mean, that's required by a law passed in Congress in the 60s.
Yes, and thankfully the Older Americans Act did pass again for the next 5 years.
Doesn't mean they fund it.
Prior to
right.
all of this happening, so that did get in place. But yes, the services that we provide, each region gets to determine those services. So some things we all do, and some things are independent to the region that we serve. If we see a need in our region that maybe Maricopa doesn't need, we can do that here based on the needs of our older Americans.
So you're able to really hyper-localize it to the Western Arizona, the River Walk, as I call it. So it's different than what happens in Tucson and Maricopa. So
it can be, yes.
How do we get the word out other than doing this? The website is WACOG.com, WACOG.com, the 800 number, 1-800-782-1886, 782-1886. So on the website, there's a listing of services and portals and off-ramps of where I can go, help out, volunteer.
There is. I will tell you that our Facebook page is far more robust because I happen to be one of the people that's posting daily. I'm kind of worked as public information person when all of this hit, so we are trying to share as many resources as we can, whether it's for an older adult or it's for that family or those Head Start families. We're trying to get it out through Facebook daily. I will tell you that with the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, because we could not do our event, we still want to raise awareness. So we kind of brainstormed quickly and decided to reach out to every mayor in our region and ask for them to provide a proclamation for World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. But also, I asked if they would be willing to have themselves videotaped reading it.
Mm.
And so, so far, it sounds like everybody is on board.
Nice.
I've received some of them. And we will start posting those on Monday, June 15th, and run through until we have covered every mayor, every city and town that's in our region that wanted to participate. And then we also have put a notice that'll go in the newspaper on Sunday and Monday regarding elder abuse awareness. And then we were able to put our brochures and bookmarks that we had customized with information about elder abuse awareness and prevention. And we are sharing that out through our providers that do the home-delivered meals.
Oh, nice.
So as they deliver their food, they're getting this information put into their hands, which is critical because most seniors aren't even fully aware of all of the categories of elder abuse and that maybe something that's happening to them is considered illegal and that they should be reporting it and getting help.
But the bookmark is intelligent because the demographic is still reading books.
Yes. I loved that. I thought that was a great idea to get a bookmark in their hand because we know that brochures get set aside.
I was wondering what you're holding there.
Well, no, this is a bright idea because, again, we're talking to the demographic, and the bookmark is choice. Good idea.
Yes. So we've tried to find as many avenues as we could through our circumstances currently to get the word out and remind everyone we all can do a part in stopping elder abuse. So eyes open, be aware, check on your neighbors, check on your family. Make sure that you know they're really doing okay daily. We are looking at some new projects through WACOG to try and help protect our seniors that are on service, isolated right now, to add a layer of protection. And then we are looking at a virtual aspect where all of the health and wellness classes that we normally provide can be done virtually.
If a senior becomes in need of help, does the courts assign a guardian? Is that a guardianship?
Well, yes, but there's steps that have to happen in order to even raise that on the radar.
Okay.
And many times our seniors, if they're living alone and they don't really have any interaction, folks may not know how well they're doing.
And they don't know they need one.
Correct.
Yeah.
Especially if there happens to be a diagnosis of Alzheimer's or a form of dementia, they could be at the stage in that process where they're not able to really represent themselves properly anymore.
But they'll never admit it.
Well, no, and at a certain point in that disease process, you can't.
Okay.
Because
you think it's normal.
You don't know. So.
Which makes it really sad when you say, Grandpa, you can't drive anymore. Do you ever have to do that?
I had to take my mom's driver's license away from
her. It's not easy.
No, it's not. It's, again, these are all steps that are heartbreaking, but it's finding ways to do it with love and compassion and respect. Because what seniors want, I believe, the most in living independently is they want to be shown respect.
Right.
And we need to make sure that that's part of how we live our lives.
I've been going through most of my life without it. It would be nice to gain that at some point.
That's an upgrade.
That'd be an upgrade, absolutely.
But the one thing that I always tell everyone whenever I go out and give presentations, I talk to the community, listen, if you're not sure where to get help, remember this number, 800-782-1886. Call WACOG, because we also have a vast portal of resources that we can share with someone. If we don't do it, hopefully we have a contact to someone who does. So WACOG is a really good place to get started for the assistance that you might need.
If you see somebody that is a caregiver, and they're the ones that take advantage financially and stuff, then they're in real trouble because they're legally assigned, and then it's subjective on whether or not they take all the money. I mean,
The unpaid caregiver you're talking about.
Well, somebody that's court appointed. Let's say somebody says you need a caregiver. Court's going to say, here's your caregiver. What if they're the one that's
abusing? I think that's a different track.
It is part of elder abuse. It is. And that's where you're going to be getting law enforcement and adult protective services involved. They're going to have to do that investigation and then assist that senior with getting the protection that they need. You're right there. There's a lot of layers and aspects to elder abuse. Most of them are too harsh and hard to talk about, although I will and I do, but it's tough.
It's family members.
Yep.
It's our seniors.
Yeah.
They are parents. They're grandparents. They're the people that formed this nation, and we need to help them.
If you want more information, 1-800-782-1886, WACOG's Facebook page. Just go to Facebook. And
If you start typing in Western Arizona Council, it's WACOG.AZ. So it's very easy to find. Again, if you need help finding it, you can call WACOG and we will get you steered in the right direction. Lots of information there that you can take advantage of.
Love it. The hour's gone by fast, Carol. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
appreciate
John. Thanks
you.
For us.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Thanks for listening. We're done for today. Bye for now.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.